You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The story of Paytm is a little like a racy bestseller. It has dance items, blackmailers, a sprawling bungalow, sting operations, and expansive ambition. Sounds straight out of a Manmohan Desai blockbuster. And there's Warren Buffett, because why not? My name is Rakesh, and today on Digging Deeper, we will dive deep into the Paytm story. But first, with the news of the day, and yes, concerns Paytm. Welcome to Money Control. This is Digging Deeper,
the Deep Dive podcast series.
The new chapters in the ever-expanding Paytm story.
The story of Paytm is a story of ambition. But even before we explore the latest episode in the Paytm saga of ambition and intrigue, let us go back a little bit. Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma has been depicted in the media occasionally as a little bit of a showboat. His reputation as the country's youngest billionaire on the Forbes 100 list, no doubt, contributing to it. People will remember Sharma controversially mouthing expletives and dancing in 2017 at the annual Paytm event. After having made the most of cashless transactions post demonetization, he had shouted from the stage, "Ye hai Paytm, jo hamare saath nahi, wo roenge." He had also mocked other startups to claim that Paytm had done in 1 year what others couldn't do in 10. He even shouted a North Indian expletive, far too unparliamentary for us to repeat, but we're digressing. There was also the infamous Cobra Post expose, where Paytm's senior vice president was recorded making a statement that the firm was asked to share user data with the Prime Minister's office in the aftermath of heavy stone pelting in Kashmir. Though Paytm, of course, retorted categorically that there was no truth in the sensational headlines of a video doing the rounds. But regardless of the niggling controversies, Paytm, as has been well documented, became the single largest beneficiary of demonetization after 86% of the country's currency notes went out of circulation. Paytm user base during this period hit the staggering figure of 160 million. Paytm also became the first payment app to cross over 100 million downloads in 2017. Vijay Shekhar Sharma also, like I said earlier, became the youngest Indian billionaire in the Forbes list with a net worth of $1.3 billion and growing. Not surprisingly, he went on to stake a claim on a prized address in the posh Lutyens Delhi. A 6,000-square-foot bungalow in central Delhi's posh golf links, valued at 82 crore rupees or about $12.7 million, has supposedly caught the attention of Sharma, but we must now return to where his story is unspooling now. Many observers were left reeling when news broke that Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma's close aide and one of his oldest employees, Sonia Dhawan, was arrested on the charges of blackmailing him. Many controversies have also swirled around this development, with allegations flying to and fro. Sonia's lawyer has claimed in her defense that the promoters of Paytm were pressuring her to sell her stake in the company, and she's been framed in a dark conspiracy. Who has been blackmailing whom and why? This is still an unfolding story, but Sonia Dhawan's lawyer claims that even she and her husband Rupak Jain had received an extortion call of 5 crore rupees on the 22nd of September. A source close to Sonia told Money Control that she was promoted to the position of the Vice President of Corporate Communications of Paytm just a month ago and was associated with this company for almost 10 years. There seems to be no logical reasoning, it is claimed, why she would resort to blackmailing after having started off as a secretary and then going on to head the corporate communications of the company. However, as claims go, Sonia, her husband Rupak Jain, and another Paytm employee called Devendra Kumar were allegedly involved in the blackmailing. The fourth accused, Rohit Chomal, is a resident of Kolkata and had allegedly made the extortion call to Sharma's brother, Ajay Shekhar. The court has rejected bail to the three accused, who have now been sent to judicial custody. At the heart of the story is data around which Sonia Dhawan allegedly hatched a plan to extort 20 crore rupees from the Paytm boss. She supposedly threatened to leak his stolen personal data after stealing it from Sharma's laptop, phone and office desktop. Ajay Shekhar Sharma, the senior vice president at Paytm and the brother of Vijay Shekhar Sharma, told Money Control that it all started around 11 a.m. on the 20th of September, when Vijay Shekhar Sharma received a call from a Thailand-based number while he was in Japan. Ajay Shekhar Sharma told Money Control, and I quote, "The person claimed he had my brother's personal data and demanded 20 crore rupees for not leaking it. My brother avoided the call even as the other person called 4 or 5 times. At the end of it, my brother suggested that he should speak to me since he was busy," unquote. Rohit Chomal then had allegedly made the extortion call to Sharma's brother Ajay Shekhar Sharma and had threatened to leak quote-unquote personal data that included photos and personal financial details if he didn't pay up the money through Hawala to avoid any money trail. As reported by Money Control and Business Today, on Sharma's insistence that he would transact online, the accused shared a bank account number that was held by a company named Apnapan Tie-Up Private Limited. A sum of 67 rupees was transferred into the bank account of the accused to make sure the transaction was happening, and later the amount of 2 lakh rupees was transferred. Later, strangely, Chomal blurted out the names of Sonia, Rupak and Devendra Kumar, stating that they were the people behind the plot. Post the registration of an FIR, the accused were booked under Indian Penal Code Sections 381, that is for theft by clerk or servant of property in possession of master, Section 384, that is extortion, Section 386, extortion by putting a person in fear of death or grievous hurt, Section 420, which we all know is cheating, Section 408, criminal breach of trust by clerk or servant, and Section 120B, that is party to a criminal conspiracy. Charges under the provisions of the Information Technology Act have also been pressed against the accused, the police have gone on to say. Interestingly, in the middle of all of this, the e-wallet major has said that all its consumer data are protected with, quote-unquote, the highest and most impenetrable levels of security. Paytm said in a statement, and I quote, "This is a case of personal data theft of Vijay Shekhar Sharma, where 3 arrests were made yesterday. At this point, the law enforcement authorities are investigating this matter, and we would like to respect the police investigation and not comment further until the results of such investigations are known." Unquote. Let's take a step back and investigate the central figure in this story. It goes without saying that Paytm has been on a roller coaster ride through the years, and Sharma could well be a Chetan Bhagat protagonist. A boy from Aligarh with Hindi medium schooling and days of struggle who rises to touch the tip of the startup pyramid, and even though there have been naysayers and skeptics questioning the company's longevity, brand dignity and sustainability, it has not stopped the company from growing in multiple directions. As Money Control reported earlier, 197 Communications, which owns and operates Paytm, on Monday said it has launched a QR-based smartphone payment service in Japan called PayPay. According to that report, the service has also been launched in collaboration with SoftBank Corp and Yahoo Japan Corporation and will allow users to store money from a bank account in their PayPay wallet and make payments with it. Madhur Deora, Chief Financial Officer and Senior Vice President Paytm, said, and I quote, "PayPay was developed with teams from 3 different countries working together. It is a true testimony for us and our industry-leading solutions that can be easily ported to suit the needs of any country or market." Unquote. The announcement marks Paytm's entry into the Japanese market. Paytm's first international foray happened last year with the launch of its services in Canada. Users in Canada pay for utilities such as phone, cable, internet, electricity and water bills through the Paytm app. Quoting from that Money Control report, PayPay aims to promote the use of cashless payment in Japan and provide services to consumers and affiliated stores. For the first 3 years, PayPay has said it will not charge any fee from sellers for user scan-type settlement to promote the usage. The company will also be offering cashbacks to the tune of 500 yens to each customer downloading the application. In a statement issued earlier this year, SoftBank had said that cash still was the mainstream payment methodology in Japan, with cashless payment remaining at just 20%. It added that the Japanese government was taking measures to raise the cashless payment ratio to 40% by 2025 with a long-term goal of 80%. Unquote. Paytm is already a market leader in payments in India and claims to have over 300 million customers and 8 million merchants so far. The company, which has SoftBank on its board, last raised $300 million from Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway in September, about which we did a detailed story. Now is as good a time as any to take a listen to that. And this basket of Paytm is only getting bigger. In another development, Paytm Mall is likely to buy majority stake in Big Basket to enter online grocery space, as the company has been reportedly looking for a grocery e-tailer to team up with ever since rumors got out that Walmart wanted an e-commerce partner in India, according to a report on Business Standard. What seemed to have caught Paytm's attention is Chinese e-commerce giant and Paytm backer Alibaba that had invested $200 million in Big Basket in February. The Business Standard report suggests that negotiations are on the fast track, though Paytm has been unable to decide on Big Basket's valuation. Sources told Business Standard, and I quote, "Big Basket wanted a seat on the board of Paytm Mall. It also wants the company to be valued at a premium." Another source told the newspaper, at the moment, Flipkart and Amazon own almost 95% of the country's e-commerce space. If Paytm Mall, or rather Alibaba, wants to elbow its way in, it needs a strong platform. BigBasket is one such entity. More importantly, it is one of the few that deals with fresh produce. Unquote. In the fray is also Walmart-owned Flipkart that had also set aside around $400 million for the online grocery segment. Wealth creation is a tricky territory in India, where the gap between the very rich and the very poor seems to expand exponentially, as is described in The Billionaire Raj by James Crabtree. But in Paytm's rulebook, this process can be democratized. Vijay Shekhar Sharma said recently that access to wealth creation opportunities till today had been limited to a select few. With Paytm Money, the company wants to democratize and bring mutual fund investments to millions of Indians. Earlier this year, the company received the approval from the Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI, to act as an investment advisor. It aims to provide both investment advisory and execution services. The company has also stated that customers will be able to buy mutual funds directly from their bank accounts. They would not need to store money in the Paytm wallet. Startups such as Funds India also sell mutual funds on their platform. The company has raised around $11 million from Inventus Capital, Foundation Capital and Faring Capital. Other companies in this space include names like Squirrel and Coin by Zerodha, reported Money Control. Paytm entered the mutual fund market by launching its app for mutual fund investments on Tuesday and now aims to sell mutual fund to around 25 million people in the next 3 to 5 years, according to a senior executive. Praveen Jadhav, whole-time director of Paytm Money, told Money Control over a telephonic interaction, and I quote, "About 50 million investors will be invested in mutual funds by the next 3 to 5 years. In that 50 million, we want to have a majority share, so around 20 to 25 million people," unquote. The company is offering systematic investment plans, that is SIPs, for as low as 100 rupees in some of the schemes as it targets individual investors sitting in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. It has partnered with 25 asset management companies to offer direct plans of mutual funds. The company claims that 850,000 users have already registered on the platform. According to Jadhav, out of this, 65% of the people are from beyond the top 15 cities of the country. According to Business Today, 197 Communications is committed an investment of $10 million in Paytm Money, which it plans to invest by the end of the financial year 2019. This money is being invested in technology, development of products, design, engineering, and setting up the entire function. And as we know already, 197 Communications has added Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway on its cap table. The size of the deal is expected to be in the range of $300 to $350 million, and Berkshire has joined the list of key shareholders in Paytm, including names like Ant Financial, SoftBank, Alibaba, and Saif Partners.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
The new chapters in the ever-expanding Paytm story.
So as you can see, this story continues to develop across a path that is as interesting as an unputdownable bestseller. And it continues to profit from our curiosity and promises many, many sequels in the future. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast. And you have been listening to Money Control.